This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. Me and B are holding it down live at the Purple Heart Golf Tournament here at 1757 Ashburn, Virginia.
Yes.
We're used to being in Ashburn, B, but it's nice looking at a driving range.
Yeah, we're not inside of a room.
No, yeah.
Looking like we're in a prison cell.
Exactly. It's a beautiful day, dude. I mean, if you're playing golf today, you're a winner.
Yeah, I think I'm at 12. I might leave, go play some. No, I'm joking.
When does this joint tee off? Noon?
I don't know.
Probably. I mean, they just started serving breakfast. Jeff, find out when they tee off, dude. I think who's coming out here? Valdez and Mike Marr. I like when we get to watch a hole. We don't get a hole viewing from here because we're on the range.
Well, we may see a little bit of them over there. That's a little – they go to the first tee over there.
All right.
Yeah, we don't get to see much of nothing, Jay.
I do. So, I mean, we hear so much about Valdez and how he bombs the ball.
We need to get him right here.
Well, it says reserved, right?
Yeah,
so we are reserving that slot for Valdez and Mike Barr.
Well, it's reserved for the tournament.
Jeff, go write Valdez's name on that one. Reserve for Matt Valdez.
Yeah, we want to see how he bombs it.
It's going to be a fun day out here. Hopefully a lot of people are playing and raising good money for a good cause. We got to actually play in one yesterday, not just broadcast from one, but yesterday B and I were out at Army-Navy in Arlington in the Golf for Guts golf tournament where they raise money for Crohn's disease and colitis.
Mm-hmm.
Really good cause, really good people. I was pretty happy with my group. We shot, I believe, 7 under. I want to give credit to this woman, Susan Aronoff.
Susan.
Yo, bombs it.
I heard you carried the whole group, Susan.
I mean, dude, she did. we kind of ham and egged it. We made, you know, in those scrambles, you just got to make some putts and try to make it fun. But 7 under is not getting it done when B. Mitch's group does what?
I think we did 15 under. Yeah. I know we did 15 under. 15, you know, we had a guy that was bombing it. Then we had some little dude that could putt. You know, another guy could chip. I was a putting dude. And some straight shots, too.
Yeah. I mean, those greens at Army-Navy were no joke.
They're tricky now. You can go there.
They're fast,
too. If you go to Army-Navy and you go to play and you'll look at the numbers, the yardage, and you'll go, oh, man, it's not going to be that hard. To hell with that.
Right.
That last hole, well, the red number 9.
That's the straight uphill par 4.
It has to be 60 yards higher to the green.
Totally.
Than where you tee off from. It said 274, but I guarantee it played well over 300. And they got traps surrounding the whole green to protect it. They got traps short, traps right by the green. And once you get on the green, then all hell breaks loose.
Dude, I mean, Those greens, the slope was pretty darn severe. They were they were running fast, and then every once in a while you'd get that like against the grain putt that you thought was fast, and it was like very slow because that grain's coming at you. It was very fun. I really enjoyed it. The greens were tough, and I do think every golf course, golf club in the area has their claim to fame. The clubhouse at Army Navy, that view is second to none.
That view.
Nothing can touch that.
The place where Amit did his wife's birthday party?
Yeah, top of the town.
And that course right there.
Right.
Best views in this area.
It's kind of the same spot. Yeah. You're in like Roslyn, yes. Arlington, and you get elevated, and you can just look out
overlooking
over the whole
city. Yeah. Isn't that what the Washington Monument?
Yeah.
That you look straight into?
Yeah.
It's spectacular up there.
Yeah.
Listen, they got the best views. I tell you that. If any other golf course tell you their views are better, they're lying.
Yeah. I mean, just with the topography and stuff, there's no other course that could really, like, touch it.
Yeah.
The only course, I wonder, when the National Links Trust gets done with the Haynes Point Reno, East Potomac Park, mm-hmm. when did it stop being Haynes Point and start being East Potomac Park?
It's been East Potomac.
But, like, people always referred to
it. They call it Haynes Point anyway, but East Potomac Park has always been that. East Potomac and West Potomac. That's been that since I got here.
So
but everybody refers to the Haynes Point.
Okay.
Which is just the point.
That makes sense. I remember when I was a kid, my dad used to take us down there because they had that awakening statue there. Mm-hmm. You remember that? That was so dope. We would like slide down the hand. Now mm-hmm. I think they moved that out to National Harbor or something.
Man, Jay, you pull up on a Saturday at Haynes Point in your red 280Z or your Nissan NSX, and you're just wiping it down a little bit.
Wipe me down.
You know how many folks you get to talk to them? Bro, let me tell you. B-Mitch was the dog.
I believe
Then you
that.
Roll through there in the Ferrari. Man, look, you don't have to open your mouth.
I believe that. I very much believe that. I think
those were the days, bro. Those were the days.
I do just wonder if Haynes, when they get done with the Reno and everything, the views and the vistas you could have there. You're on the river. You see the Jefferson, you see the monument. I'm really curious what that looks like when it's all
It will be great views, but I still think the fact that Army-Navy, their country club, is up. It's up
right,
on that
right,
third.
Right, right, right.
That view up there, being elevated, looking down on stuff, looks even better. But Haynes got some nice – they got some nice views, though.
Have I told you what I think Haynes should do? I don't think anyone's going to listen to me.
What is it?
So have you ever played – any of those courses, like the Liberty National, Bayonne, all those ones right in New York that have just a killer skyline view.
Mm-hmm.
So they've made those really high end. I think you could do that at Haynes. But have you ever played Torrey Pines in San Diego?
Yeah.
So what Torrey does that I think is so genius, Torrey is a world-class track. They have U.S. Opens. They have whatever it is, the Farmers now, I think it used to be called the Buick, but they have a PGA Tour stop every year. The views are incredible. So for you and I, to just a regular person that's coming to San Diego, wants to play Torrey.
They're going
to
hit us over the head.
Bro, it's $300-$400, maybe more than that by
How
now.
How about like the old course in St. Andrews?
Right.
They pay like, what, $300 a year.
Right.
And they play whenever.
Dude.
We have to play $400-$500 for a round.
Right. So my sister is a San Diego County resident. She could play Torrey. You just show your ID. They play it for like $40. I think Haynes Point. Now, maybe you could do it with Langston, too, because there is some water there, but you're never going to have the same views. And Rock Creek is like in the woods. You're never going to have views there. Haynes.
That's like more of a, is Rock Creek a par three course?
I think they turned it into a nine hole with a par three. Yeah. I could be wrong on that, but I believe that's what the Links Trust has done. Haynes, you could go super high end and then make it cheap for D.C. residents and have a – like, they could start having PGA Tour stops
for D.C.,
there.
Maryland, and Virginia
sure,
residents.
Sure, sure.
Just be the DMV.
DMV residents.
Yeah.
I'm
West Virginia,
that.
You got to pay full price.
But, dude, you could make that – that could be a tour stop. That could be like a U.S. Open-type track. Imagine the views of that property if you go all in on it.
JP, I can see what you're saying, but I don't want to see it. You know why?
It costs too much?
No. The traffic would be pure hell.
That's true.
How the hell you gonna get all the people over there on just that little area? You know?
I mean, dude, you're saying
already,
for tournaments?
Yeah, for a tournament.
Yeah, that would be, you'd have to bus them in or whatever. That'd be a disaster.
Have to boat you in.
But yeah, seriously. But all those tournaments, like, dude, think about it. They had the PGA at Kiowa. Like, Kia was the end of an island. Like, that had to be a disaster.
Yeah.
Oakmont, I know the Oakmont, where the U.S. Open is in, hell, 2 weeks or whatever, they have people
parking. Hell, Liv, this weekend.
Yeah, like, where are people parking for Liv?
Not at Wichcombe.
Yeah.
Oh, a guy hit us on Wichcombe. We could park in his yard.
He lives there?
He lives at Wichcombe, right there in, what's it called, RTJ area. So when you come in, you go left to go to RTJ, it's right to the right. So if you're listening, I will be hitting you back.
Dude, hit me again.
You hit me on social media. Hit me again so I can call you today.
Hell, if you have parking inside the gate, so those houses are around.
Once I'm in the gate, I can walk over there. I don't care at that point, but I don't want to park in some damn Nissan Pavilion and then have to drive, get on a bus.
If you have walkable parking for Liv this weekend, call us at 800-636-1067. Jeff's
DM
here with us, so I don't know who's answering.
DM.
Slide into
Instagram.
The DM.
Yeah, slide into the DMs.
I think it'll be cool to see Liv. Did you watch any of the U.S. Open qualifying yesterday?
I watched some of that last night. They call it the longest day in golf. Hey, bro, they had dudes that were folding.
So I got to see
Max Homa folded.
I know.
Folded like a damn, a pillowcase? He folded a pillowcase?
Yeah.
He folded, dog.
The playoff in Ohio, I got to see the last couple holes of that. It was Zach Blair and
I saw some of that too.
I mean, those dudes are just, you could tell the pressure of getting into the U.S. Open.
Hey, it's a different ball game when you're carrying your own bag and reading your own stuff. Because they didn't have nobody carry their bag for them over there. They had to carry their own bag and read their own putts.
Right.
And then, but he just, that little quick putt that he missed for par, Homa. Take your time, dog. This is, hey, bro.
The U.S. Open.
You're talking about no money or six figures.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
I'm also surprised Homa didn't.
I'm surprised. I was shocked that he had to qualify. He's not exempt on that?
Does he not have he doesn't have a major, but, does he not have a top 10? Wasn't he top 10 at the Masters? But he might have flamed out on Sunday.
I don't remember.
I like Max.
Something happened to him because he's still not in where he wants to be.
I mean, he fell apart. He changed coaches. He changed caddies. Golf's a crazy sport, man. Last night was definitely one of those, oh, man, sports are dead. I thought hockey was on tonight. Hockey's not on till tomorrow, and then basketball's not till Thursday.
We'll find something, though.
But the Nats weren't even on last night, or if they were, it had to be late. No, they're home for the Cubs tonight, so those Cubs series should be fun, especially with nice weather.
Look at little Spanky back there eating.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Jeff, this is Jeff working.
Little Spanky.
Jeff grinding.
He called him Little Spanky.
I'll put you on the stream, Jeff. Say what's up to the people. We are live out at 1757 for the Purple Heart golf tournament. If you're coming through, say what's up. These guys got an absolutely fabulous day.
It's a great day, man. Yesterday was good too, man.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, back to back, Jay.
No.
Two tournaments in a row,
and,
bro.
And to not be in the prison cell.
And then we got to go to the prison cell tomorrow. Oh Lord, I might break out in the hives.
Tomorrow will be like a mile that way in Ashburn.
So we got the thing over there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. I'm with that.
We're not in the prison cell till Thursday.
Oh yes.
Only one day of prison cell this week, I think.
I think I got to hook up with Jay this week sometime. I'm trying to take him out to eat and have some little conversation.
There you go. I think it's the biggest news item that I noticed yesterday, and I want to be sure we give these people credit. So I'm a member of the Pro Football Writers of America. It's like the trade association for people that cover football, and the leadership of PFWA kind of negotiates with the league what kind of guaranteed rights the press gets and where, media, where the players have to talk to us, when the coaches have to talk to us, all those sorts of things. And part of it is we all get to vote on awards at the end of the season. And maybe you guys have seen some of the awards, like Joe Burrow won the George Halas Award. Brandon Graham won the Good Guy Award. Kevin O'Connell was selected as the Coach of the Year, which is the Horrigan Award. And just yesterday, the PFWA announced that the Commanders PR staff was recognized as the Pete Rozelle Award winner. I'm going to read from this press release. The Washington Commanders public relations staff, lauded for overall professionalism with the reporters who cover the franchise, has been selected as the 2025 Pete Rozelle Award winner by the Professional Football Writers of America. The Commanders PR staff, the 36th Rozelle Award winner, earned the award for the first time in franchise history.
Now, it makes it different when the people that own the team now are very, very respectful.
It changes the tone.
Yeah, it changes the tone of everybody in the franchise. And I think that's the whole thing. It is night and day compared to what it was.
Dude, so I want to name a bunch of people here because I work with these people a lot. B, you work with them a lot too.
Yep.
Sean DeBarbieri is kind of the
– Sean, the guy.
Yeah.
He's my dog.
He's the boss of kind of the football ops. He's vice president of football communications. Charlie Mulay, title is senior manager of football communications. He basically kind of runs the locker room.
I call him Water Boy because that dude drinks more water than anybody.
He carries
more
that giant thing.
He drinks more water than a camel.
Jared Carrier is manager of football communications, and Samantha Frustacci is the coordinator of football communications. They all do just a tremendous job. A lot of these folks have been here for a number of years, but they're able to do their job in a different light because to me, this is just, and this might be a little too inside baseball for people to understand what the PR functionality is with the media, but they're able to do their job at a really high level now. And we're talking football and it's a very different thing.
Yeah.
There's obviously other people involved, Allie Waddington, Dave Schaller up in Philly, but it says a lot, and this is independent of the line of work you're in, but when there is a sale, when ownership changes of any entity, you should generally expect a lot of other changes.
Yeah.
And this PR staff.
Especially if the ownership is different than the previous one.
Sure. This PR staff, I mean, there have been some changes of people have gotten other jobs and stuff, but there were not massive changes. And in the NFL, so – like Sean's top functionality is being Dan Quinn's guy and Adam Peters' guy. Like everybody has lots of different roles, right? But not a lot of PR guys make it through multiple coaching changes.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, and it's a testament to the good work they do. And listen, like when you're in these jobs, when you're in the media and you're dealing with the team PR side, or you're in media and you're dealing with government PR or whatever it is, there are natural friction points because I want X and they want to protect Y, and that comes to a head at times. But there's always a really professional way to handle those friction points and to navigate that stuff, and I think they deserve a lot of credit. There's been a lot of good people in the Commanders football team PR department over the years, but a lot of them were thrust into pretty impossible tasks.
Yeah.
And in a way, I feel
and
like
also, they let's be real. They say teams take on the personality of their coaches. I think that happens with the PR staff sometimes, too.
And with their owners.
I mean, they act just like the owners.
Yeah.
And I think that's why, you know, they now are allowed to be who they really are. You know, I think before, a lot of those people acted in a way that they were, they thought they were supposed to act. You know what I mean? And I think right now you're allowed to be human beings.
Yeah.
You know, show real emotions and also be nice to people. Hell, what's
right.
wrong with that?
Right.
Normally you're nice to somebody, they'll be nice to you.
Totally. And I think, you know, for the media situation specifically, like if you could prove trustworthiness on both sides, like, yes, we're going to let you do that, but don't cross this line.
Mm-hmm.
It all kind of comes full circle where it's like, okay, well, then I'm going to do it because you're allowing me the opportunity. Like, everything just kind of works together.
Totally, totally.
And it's well done. It's well run. We're going to get into the show. We got plenty to discuss. We got to talk NBA Finals. I almost want, if there's anybody out there besides Trey Halliburton's dad that is picking the Pacers. Like, is anybody taking the Pacers?
I mean, they're a good team. I mean, it's going to be more than just him, more than his dad, but I know people are concerned about the market. I give a damn about the market. They're the best two teams this year, and that's what I care about. I want to see who wins it out of the best two teams.
Well, dude, the other thing, we'll get into that next, because I think our perception, and maybe not ours, but in general, because you're going to hear ratings discourse over the next week or so, and a lot of it to me is who cares? If you're a basketball fan, just who cares?
Let's be real. But NBA stuff is down anyway.
Barcelona is going to join the show. Ben Standing from The Athletic is going to join the show. Mark Zuckerman is going to join us at 1 o'clock. The Nats are hot, man. And the Nats have the first overall pick coming up.
Ooh.
I was actually – Stallion tweeted some stuff out about the two guys he think the first overall pick is in between. B, you know I love fireball young pitchers. This Wake Forest kid, the numbers are unbelievable. We got a packed show coming your way live from 1757 Golf Course. Purple Heart Open. At some point, Matt Valdez is going to hit drives directly in front of us.
Whether we're going to film it, too.
Whether he likes it or not. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then, their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.